It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep. You know, if the ice cap that's on top of the gigantic island of Greenland were to melt tomorrow, sea levels around the world would rise by more than 20 feet. The good news is that Greenland is not going to melt in a flash. The bad news is Greenland is slowly starting to release its water into the ocean in response to rising air temperatures. For our year-long series, Climate Connections, with National Geographic, NPR's Richard Harris traveled to Greenland this past summer. He followed scientists trying to figure out how quickly we could be in trouble.
This is Greenland's ice as it tumbles into the sea. The Jakobshavn Glacier on the island's west coast is quite a sight. Huge mountains of ice, icebergs, clog a narrow fjord and slowly but surely push their way out toward the open ocean. 80% of this island is covered with one enormous ice sheet, and it oozes off the edges of the island as so-called outlet glaciers. Jakobshavn is among the biggest, and scientist Ian Jockin says in the past few years, Jakobshavn's speed has doubled.
That's putting about twice as much ice into the fjord as a decade ago.
And twice as much into the ocean.
And Jockin says Jakobshavn is by no means alone.
Many of the glaciers, especially along the southeast coast of Greenland, are doing very similar things. And what's kind of scary is that they all started doing them roughly at the same time.
That speed up was triggered by a spell of unusually warm weather here. That has raised alarms about Greenland. Before that warm-up and speed-up, scientists had thought Greenland's ice would be around for at least 1,000 years. Now, they're not so sure. Jockin has come to Greenland with a colleague, Sarah Doss, to figure out what's going on under the ice that's contributing to its slide toward the sea. Doss says that's a challenge.
It's not like you can go up and sort of poke your head under the ice and see what's happening. It's underwater and in many places completely inaccessible.
The story of sliding ice actually starts dozens of miles inland. In summer, some of the ice up there melts. That water forms lakes, and most of those lakes drain through mysterious passages called moulins, which carry the water to the bedrock below the ice. Once the water gets under the ice, it lubricates the ice sheet, and the whole sheet flows faster toward the sea. That's what Doss and Jockin have come here to study. So the next day, they fly by helicopter away from the coast and up onto Greenland's expansive ice cap.
We're going to land on this side of the lake.
The helicopter comes low, and the pilot is nervous. The ice here, about 50 miles from the coast, seems to be riddled with holes, like Swiss cheese. But Jockin reassures him. The holes are only round puddles, about a foot deep, and the ice itself is a solid block, half a mile thick.
Just go for the sort of higher, drier spot.
The helicopter lands near an automated research station Jockin had set up the previous summer. We pitch our tents and stow cases of gear. Then Jockin and Doss head up to service their scientific instruments. These have been recording weather, ice quakes, and more gradual movements of the ice.
Ian, we ready for the drill?
Yeah.
Okay.
They need to re-anchor the station into the ice because Greenland's entire ice sheet is moving. Ian Jockin from the University of Washington pulls out his GPS unit and finds that this region has slid more than 100 yards closer to the ocean over the past year. Next, he picks up a length of fishing line that he'd sunk straight down into the ice last summer. A lot of the line he'd buried is now lying on the surface. He measures it to see how much of the ice here has melted away.
Wow. So a meter and a half of melt since last year.
That's almost 5 feet, yeah.
Greenland's ice sheet deforms constantly like pancake batter flowing on a griddle. Each year, more snow piles up in the middle, and each year, more ice slides off into the sea, or melts away. At the moment, Greenland's meltwater increases global sea level by about 1/4 inch per decade. And if that melt increases as the world warms, a melting Greenland will eventually eat away the shorelines of the world. Sarah Doss, who's from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, and Ian Jockin are trying to figure out how quickly that could happen. They pick their way down to the shore of the lake. They sidestep water-filled pockets and clamber over hummocks of ice. There are rushing streams everywhere.
A good place to cross this one is where there's a little island up there.
Mm-hmm. We skirt large chunks of ice that you'd say were beached, if this lake had a beach. flakes from these bergs look like icicles, and they fall off easily.
An iceberg graveyard.
Yeah.
Lake icebergs, what a weird concept.
We get to the shore of the startlingly blue lake and stand next to a torrent that's bringing meltwater down from the surrounding hills of ice. Small shards of ice float in an eddy by the shore.
Those are real rapids. It's coming down that hill.
That inflow is keeping this lake full, but Doss says it's only a temporary state of affairs.
Lakes serve as a reservoir. They collect probably a large fraction in these areas of all the surface meltwater and pool them all together, as you see in this really vast and deep blue lake that we're standing by.
And when this reservoir drains, the water will flow to the bottom of the ice sheet, where it will essentially grease the underside of this vast sheet of ice, making this entire region slide faster toward the coast. The mystery at this lake is how the water makes its way from here to the bedrock below. Doss and Jochen have done some reconnaissance, which suggests that the water is draining out from the far end of the lake, more than a mile away. So we hike over there with a graduate student named Maya Bhatia from Woods Hole.
Don't get too close!
Oh my God, it's huge!
And so here we are at the far end of the lake, and the water just cuts down very rapidly at the end and forms this huge stream about 15 or 20 feet wide, and it heads down the series of incredibly fast rapids and ends up in a hidden channel that's snaking around and going down somewhere.
We head uphill next to the stream, which meanwhile is cutting a deeper and deeper canyon. We're going up, it's going down.
Starting to hear a roar from over there.
You can see the big cut right there. It's amazing, this feature was probably not here 2 years ago, and now there's maybe a 60-foot deep channel filled with a roaring waterfall. Descending probably something like 3,000 feet into the ice.
A few minutes later, the roaring river seems to come to a stop.
That is utterly amazing. Where is that water going?
It is. I don't know where the water is going, but my guess is that it's going to the bottom of the ice sheet. Right before it disappears from view, it takes some huge jumps down. And as far as we've dared to creep to the edge and look down, you just see it cascading almost 45 degrees or even steeper downwards into the ice with this thundering roar.
This is the long-sought Mulan, the link between melting ice up here on the surface and the invisible world below.
Okay. I am not going to get too close to the edge. I am very nervous being right this close to a hole that's about 3,000 feet deep. I am going to try an experiment, which is I have a mic on a 40-foot-long cable, and I'm going to try to toss the mic over the edge to get a better sound. So, here goes. It is thrilling.
Yeah, it is quite an exciting discovery.
And there are hundreds more like this across Greenland, all speeding the flow of ice toward the sea. Richard Harris, NPR News.
You can get a look at Greenland's changing ice sheet at npr.org/climateconnections. And there you can also get coverage of thawing landscapes from National Geographic Magazine.